Back here in the place to be, that is Hy-Vee for the Hy-Vee Fort Dodge Coach's Corner. You talk about a team that has some momentum. You're talking about St. Eban softball. They have really come on as of late. My guest is Coach Bill Sherbrin, their head coach. And, Coach, we had you on the program last year during the playoff run, but this is the first time we've had you this year. So welcome back to the program, and I appreciate the time.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for doing this for the community. It's a good thing.
Well, we appreciate that for sure, and we enjoy it. Now, you guys have really kind of been hot of late. You started maybe a little slower than some folks might have expected. You did have a pretty tough go of it in the first few games, but since then, you guys have really turned a corner, it seems. What do you attribute this hot streak to? What's the difference?
Well, we're putting the ball in play. Getting the ball in play, I'm knocking out some hits night after night. And, you know, we get the ball in play, it gives us a chance to do some things on the base paths and, you know, see what we can accomplish. I have to admit, I'm learning on the base paths and learning how to get them girls moved around. And the girls are starting to execute, and it's helping us out.
What do you attribute the difference in how you're hitting the ball lately? What was kind of the message in that regard? Do you go back to the drawing board? I mean, what did you do to kind of make adjustments there?
Well, I think it's just a process. I think, you know, we start off, I don't know if Neil Fonda was number one at the time. I didn't realize, you know, they were ranked that high. And
right.
Pitcher threw really well. Just kind of got us we just didn't get going right away. It just took us a while to get everybody settled in. I was trying some younger kids out in different positions and trying to figure out who's going to fit in the right spots. And I think it just took us some time to really just settle in and get the lineup where we needed it and, you know, who can contribute where. And I think once we started getting that and getting that figured out, this is, you know, it's catching on. So.
Coach Bill Sherbrin is my guest, St. Eban softball. The Gales have been playing really well of late. Coach, Southeast Valley was a game where you were up 9-0. They made a big comeback on you, end up winning the game. Since then, you guys have went on kind of this streak where you've played much better. You feel like your team kind of used that as a wake-up call and motivation to fuel what you've had going on since then?
Yeah, I think so. I think we kind of had to buckle down there. We did make some plays in that game, and we hit that pitcher really well. She's a really good little pitcher, and we hit her pretty good and put up 9, but then we didn't score again. And they brought another pitcher in and didn't throw as hard, and we didn't execute, and we couldn't get the ball in play. And, you know, they clawed back, and we just didn't make the plays down the stretch, and they got us. So I think that was the starting point. And then after that, we kind of settled in and then started putting the bat on the ball. And, you know, I always tell them good things happen when you put the ball in play, you know.
Sure.
Sometimes it's not necessarily a hard hit that gets it done. It's just, you know, getting it in play. And, you know, that's what we're preaching. Get the ball in play and you know, see what happens.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's one of the big keys. I think offensively, just putting the ball in play, getting the bat on the ball, and I think defensively, you know, with your pitching, is limit the walks, limit the mistakes. So it seems like you guys have really come around in that regard. You seem to be carrying some momentum from last year. I know last year you guys really came on at the end of the year in the postseason. You feel like that's carried over a little bit into this season?
A little bit, I'd say. You know, our pitcher, our stability, our pitcher catcher, senior leaders, that helps having those in place, you know. And we got a good pitcher tandem. You know, we got, you know, senior leader Ella, and then we got freshman Kayla Henning right behind her. So, you know, we got a 1-2 punch there. And you know, they're similar in speed of pitching, but a little different styles. So it's kind of nice when we need to make a change to have somewhere to go, and that's definitely a benefit to us.
Now, you've had a mixture here of players that have really performed well throughout the season and really in this streak that you've been on of late. And that mixture is some veterans with some younger players. I'm going to ask you about some of your younger players in a second, but let's talk a little bit about what your veterans have done. Casey Krutoff is back. That's a name people know. She's had a great year, hitting over 500, driven in, I think, double digits in terms of RBI. guys. Gracie Harvey is another one hitting over 400. I know homered for you in a big win against Webster City the other night. You know, you've had these veterans who come back, Allie Neeland, you know, Ella Vrotny. That veteran group, you mentioned having them back being nice. That group seems to really have their finger on the pulse of the leadership of this team.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with that. I think, you know, we started off a little slow, and, you know, our bottom half of the order wasn't getting the ball in play, and, you know, we weren't doing what we needed to do. And once that started, the bottom half getting through, it just, you know, carries over. And then the top half, they, you know, Gracie Harvey's seeing the ball as anybody right now. She's squaring those balls up. When she puts the ball in play, it's a hard hit. You know, yes, sometimes she hits it right at somebody, but she's hitting the ball in play pretty hard. And the other night in that game against Webster City was kind of a gauge for us to see, you know, kind of where we are. You know, it's hard to tell, you know, game to game kind of where you are, but when you go up against a team against Webster City, kind of gives you a gauge. And for us to pull that one out was pretty good. And I believe that night Casey might have been 4-for-4. So it's good to know, you know, your three-hole hitter, when they come off the bat, they're going to put the ball in play, they're going to hit it hard, and, you know, you're going to benefit from that. So, yeah, those leaders are sure doing pretty good for us. So it's nice to see.
Coach Bill Sherburn is my guest, St. Eban softball. You had the win over Webster City, the first one that the program's had in a few years over Webster City. What does that mean for you and the program and the players?
Well, as I just said, you know, I don't know what they've done in the past. I'm sorry I haven't really kept up with that. But I know Webster City being, you know, a little larger school and always a good program over there, and they got a heck of a good pitcher. So for us to come in, you know, as I'm leading up to the game and I'm processing it, and I'm thinking, you know, if we can just stay close, you know, we're on a little win streak here. If we could just stay close and have a chance, you know, what my goal is to show everybody, you know, we're making progress. We're making strides. We're making progress. And to come out and put five up quickly like that was, you know, kind of even caught me off guard. And then, you know, Ella was on that night. She hit her spot. She did everything she needed to do. And, you know, to hold them, that was even better. So it's a good gauge for us. You know, it shows that we're on the right path. And we just hope to continue it.
We talked a little bit about your veteran players that have had tremendous years, but you've got a lot of young players who are really stepping up and really contributing. Lauren Gibbs, an eighth grader, hitting over 400. You've got Ansley Oswald, who I'm not even sure she was on your original roster coming into the season, who's an eighth grader hitting over 600 since she's been inserted in the lineup. You've got Kaylee Henning, who's a freshman. How do you explain how these young players can come in right off the jump like this and be such a big part of what you do offensively?
Well, that's easy. They've all played travel ball. You know, some coaches don't believe in travel ball and some coaches do, and I'm a proponent that, you know, games are games are games. If you're getting games in, you're getting at bats in. You know, those young kids, they see the ball well. They have good quality at bats. You know, they don't swing at bad pitches. You know, we got our starting outfield is 3 8th graders right now. You know, we have 3 8th graders starting out there, and our flex player is another 8th grader. So that's 4 8th graders on our team, you know, starting. You know, if you throw in Kaylee Hay in there, who's a freshman, you know, the future's bright. We just got to, you know, stick to the process and trust it, and, you know, hopefully we can continue down this path.
I tell you, something that I'm amazed by is the 8th grade class that you have is great, and then you look over across town at Fort Dodge Senior High, the 8th grader Mariah Myers, who's among the leaders in the entire state in RBIs, Lucy Porter, who's really come on for them too. You look at the 8th grade class just right here in the two schools in Fort Dodge. This class could be historically special for you and for Senior High by the time it's all over with.
I agree. You know, that they are, that whole eighth grade class over there is pretty awesome. I think they got some eighth graders playing ninth grade ball, and I think they're having great success too. So it's going to be, softball is going to be around here for a while. And, you know, I attribute that to the parents and the coaches who spent some time with some of these kids, you know, in their early years and continue to put the time in to get them better. You know, there's a lot of us that, you know, sat on a lot of buckets and spent a lot of hours when it wasn't this successful, and, you know, it's paying off right now. So it's good to see.
Absolutely, absolutely agree with you there. Coach Bill Sherbrine, my guest here from St. Edmund Softball. Now, Coach, you'll turn right around today, and you've got the Van Meter Tournament today. Looks like you're going to take on South Hamilton in a game there, and possibly Van Meter as well. What do you expect out of that event today?
Well, I don't know much about either one of those. I think when I looked ahead, Van Meter, you know, they were 11 and something or 12 and something like 12 and 5, 11 and 5, something in that. And Southampton was about 500. So, you know, I tell the girls every time, if we go out and we execute, we put the ball in play, and I talk a lot about, you know, taking outs instead of giving them. You know, some of those foul balls or those fly balls in foul ball territory, you know, some of those drop third strikes that, you know, if we can start taking outs instead of giving them, we have success. You know, limit the mistakes, get the easy ones, you know, good things happen. So we talk a lot about taking outs. So we hope to go down and compete, you know, game in and game out. Now our job is to put the ball in play and, you know, see where we can come out. Our pitchers are going to do their job. You know, now we expect the defense to do theirs. And if we do, you know, we'll see where we end up.
Coach Bill Sherbrine, St. Edmund Softball, has been my guest. Coach, I appreciate your time. Like always, I know you're busy this time of year, but we do appreciate you carving out the time. And good luck today in the Van Meter Tournament.
All right, thank you. Thanks, Rob, for having me.